Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, and I just found out, my beautiful wife Michelle told me that we are going to be hosting Thanksgiving this year for 20-something people, which we didn't do last year, but we did it the year before. This is our, next week will be 2 years that we moved from Chicago to beautiful Arizona, and we hosted within less than 10 days after we moved, we hosted like 40 people for Thanksgiving in the place we lived in previously, but now we're here. And so I came out to the backyard here to give a little look around where we're going to be hosting the Thanksgiving and be very comfortable for about 20 people. You see that, unlike myself, who recognizes that to me the NFL has made itself unwatchable, my beautiful wife Michelle still adores her Packers and flies the Packer flag and watches the games, but you'll see that there is no longer any New York Jets flag anywhere to be seen. All that stuff has been packed away and gone, and I will no longer ever watch another NFL game or root for any NFL anything. But anyway, I digress. So here's a little setup in the backyard. We got one table and chair set up over there. Got another table and chair set up over here with the umbrella. There's more chairs there already. 2 weeks out, and the folding table has come out, which I'm guessing there'll be some kind of festive Thanksgiving-themed, fall-themed tablecloth out there. And there'll be more tables and chairs and whatever. Now I notice that there is also a Happy Thanksgiving person there, a woman, a pilgrim, I guess. There it is, pilgrim. See, I'm into the spirit of things here. Oh, I forgot to share my Rhino of the Day. Over here we have the pool. Not really used. It's only getting up into, like, the 80s these days, so not really pool weather. Still much more desirable than being back up north, where I'm sure the temps are in the 30s or 40s or something. And then more tables and chairs back here and so forth. And so be a nice, fun Thanksgiving day. So Rhino of the Day is right here on this card. It's getting near sunset here. Hey, look who's here. Darren Stork is here. Hey, Darren. Great seeing you, man. So here is my Rhino of the Day. It is a cartoon given to me by a commissioned by a client of mine who had this drawn. And there I am riding on a rhino in my full suit and holding a wad of cash. And so that's a lot of fun. And I put that image right on these cards that I had printed out. So these are little two-up cards for an 8.5, 11 page. They're a half of an 8.5 by 11 page. Got one hand on my phone here recording this. So there's the card. It folds in half. So you print two of them. They cut it in half and they fold them, and you get two cards for every one piece of cardstock. And then these envelopes you see right there has, oh, is it backwards? Yeah, it's backwards today because I'm doing the selfie camera thing. But there's my business address. So there's that envelope that the card goes in, and I hand write on the card and send that out to prospects, clients, business associates, anybody at all. And that is the subject of today's Topical Tuesday, because Thanksgiving is only a couple of weeks away. I'm guessing maybe, what's today, maybe 2 weeks and 2 days, probably. And so here's the deal. You still have time to use this strategy that the great Bill Glazer taught me years ago. And it is, do you send out for your business, do you send out Christmas cards? Well, if you do, stop that. And here's a better strategy. Start sending out Thanksgiving Day cards. See what happens? All kinds of reasons here. Number one, everyone sends out Christmas cards, personal and business, so people get inundated. Am I the only one? You get hundreds of business cards. They, you know, they put them all up. They string them all across. They do whatever. And it's like, oh, every day there's another two, three, four, five arriving in the mail. Oh, it's another card. Oh, it's another card. I mean, thank the person sent me a card. I think of them for a split second because I'm getting inundated with cards. How many Thanksgiving cards do you receive every year? Think about that. So now your Thanksgiving card going out to your prospects, your clients, your business associates, your employees, anybody at all that you want, that you would send a Christmas card, you send a thank you card instead, a Thanksgiving card instead. And that's another reason, because it's Thanksgiving. You're giving thanks. You're saying thanks for another great year. Thanks for being a client. Thanks for this and that. I'm looking forward to the future and blah, blah, blah. And it's the time of year to say thanks. So that's the second reason to send out Thanksgiving cards. When you say, hey, thanks for being a great client, and you send it out on Christmas, it's not nearly as congruent as saying thanks for being a great client and you send it out for Thanksgiving. And Rich is here. Great to see you, Rich. And so number one, you are unique or fairly unique. You're one of the only ones of anybody, maybe some family members, maybe some other business person who is sharp enough to be using this strategy, watching this video, however they're learning it, to send out Thanksgiving cards. You're pretty much going to be one of the only ones. So I send out Thanksgiving cards, and I actually get replies. I get responses. I get people calling up and saying, hey, thanks for the card, blah, blah, blah. Where when I send Christmas cards, again, no one has time to thank 100 people sending Christmas cards. It just isn't done. It's expected. But it's unexpected to get a card. This, another thing is you're going to be way ahead of all the competition, right? So if you're B2C, business to consumer, and you're a heating and air guy, you're a plumber, you're some kind of home service provider, you send out a thank you card for Thanksgiving time of year, all the other home service providers are going to get lost in the sauce when they just send out their Christmas cards. And people go, oh, another Christmas card, another Christmas card. But, you know, that Joe from Joe's Plumbing, he sent me a card a month before anybody else. So you got 2 weeks, folks. That's why I'm recording this now. You got time. Get some Thanksgiving cards printed up. You can print them out of your own computer these days, I'm sure, if you can put cardstock into the computer. But anyway, they're pretty simple enough. You can go to any FedEx or Office Max or Staples or, you know, pretty much anywhere. Online you can go and get cards, custom cards printed up. Just put a picture of yourself, put a turkey on it, whatever you want to do. But get it done, folks. Send out Thanksgiving cards. Say thank you to everyone you want to thank. You'll arrive earlier than everybody else. You'll be all alone in the mailbox sending a thank you card. And you are saying thanks during the time of thanks. People are thinking about thanks right now. They're starting to do their Thanksgiving. Look, I just found out we're hosting Thanksgiving, so now the Thanksgiving planning has begun. And I wouldn't put it past my beautiful wife Michelle's already probably shopping for Thanksgiving. In fact, I know she's already got hanging up the decorations and got certain fall flowers are all out here. You can see down here, you know, all kinds of, you know, there's some flowers behind me, orange and yellow in the fall colors. And so people are thinking Thanksgiving right now. Get those thank you cards out there. So that's it for Topical Tuesday. Billy Malkin is here. Wow, fantastic juice by you, my friend. Thank you for being here on the video. See how I did that? And happy 2 weeks to Thanksgiving, everybody. That's it for Topical Tuesday. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns. Oh, I do here. I see Phil. Hey, Phil. Phil says thanks for the reminder. Yes, I see what you did there, Phil. Way to go. And Nancy is here. So great to see you, Nancy. That's it for Topical Tuesday from beautiful Arizona. Beautiful fall day. This is the weather. Everyone goes through the summer of the 110, 115 degree days to get to these beautiful 75, 80 degree days, which are just spectacular. Golf weather, walking around weather, sitting around outside and doing nothing weather. Like, it's just, this is the time to be here. So I am thankful that we made the decision to move to basically a paradise type of weather area. And I'm thankful for my clients. And Joel Helfer is here. Joel again, also follows Phil by being very clever and says, thanks for the comment today. Thank you, Joel. So there's Joel and Phil, a couple of clients of mine, and everyone else out there. Thanks for being here on the video. That's it for Topical Tuesday. I'm laughing just thinking of you guys thanking me for the video while I'm thanking you for being on the video. Yes, we get it. Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. I hope you'll join me then from beautiful Arizona. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.